Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Assistant Pella City Administrator Corey Goodenow joins us on today's program to provide an update from the most recent Pella City Council meeting.
Well, Corey, at this week's Pella City Council meeting, continued work on a lot of different projects and a lot of different avenues that the council's had to deal with here as we head into the fall. One project that is going to be on hold for a while was meant to add some reliability to what Pella Fiber Service already has, which is growing rapidly throughout the community in terms of customers. And that was a transport line that was supposed to go to Indianola. That is on hold due to some issues with some of the bids. What does that Project A ultimately mean in terms of a transfer or transport line? And then why is there going to be that extended delay due to some issues?
Yeah, no, thanks, Andrew. That's a really good question. As you mentioned, the city has two transport lines out of town for Pella Fiber. The first one runs from the city of Pella up to Grinnell. And the second one that the council took bids on for materials was a shared transport line that would run to Indianola Municipal Utility. So a joint project between the two would eliminate some expenses that we're incurring, renting lines and fiber services that support the utility. But ultimately, what happened was, we're kind of trying to, the city is really taking a different perspective on how they go about bidding some of these projects. You know, materials are difficult to come by these times. And certainly there's been delays, as you can imagine, in getting some of the materials. So I think the thought process was that we'd bid materials, save some of the money that would otherwise go to the contractor as a on top of their job. And really that didn't end up working out this time. Kind of a different perspective for some of the bidders. There was some bid security that needed to be complied with, and certainly they didn't meet that requirement. So really, I think what the council decided to do was go back to what we've seen as a traditional bidding method where the contractor provides the material. So I'm not sure there'll be much of a material delay in the project, but kind of just going back to the historical way that the city has bid some of these large construction projects. And like I mentioned, it's a really good partnership with the city of Indianola. They're certainly paying for half of that project. We're the lead agency on the project, but really will increase reliability for both of our networks. So an exciting project still moving forward, just going to go back to the drawing board and how we go about constructing that project.
Well, a lot of conversation ongoing about zoning throughout the community. And there's two projects similar, in nature, as you can kind of figure out development and all these guidelines, one of which has to deal with residential parking in any commercial space that's been downtown converted to residential, as I understand. Let our listeners know about the change to some of the parking requirements downtown, especially when it comes to residential zoning in the Central Business District.
Yeah, that's a good question, Andrew. Downtown has always had, downtown parking has always been a source of conversation and concern, certainly for residents and visitors and building owners in that area. So there's been a lot of discussion about who should be able to park in that area, if there's any exemptions, and the previous code that was intact did not allow for new single family conversions or two family conversions in that area without adding additional parking. So what the council considered last night was an ordinance. It was, of course, the first reading that exempted conversions from commercial to residential buildings on the second and third floors without adding additional parking. So really allows more people to live downtown without requiring additional parking, and certainly I think had the support of the Planning and Zoning Commission as well as the building owners in that area.
And then coming up soon, those who are looking to have single or two family homes built along Oskaloosa Street, there's going to be a pause on those projects. There was one a few years ago after a development plan was presented to council, and then I think a lot of work got lost to COVID and a lot of other things. And now the council's starting to circle back on some potential Oskaloosa Street options. And because of that and potential zoning changes, it sounds like after a few more readings, there will be a pause on building new and single family or two family homes along Oskaloosa Street.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. As you mentioned, the city council for the last couple of years has really worked on a plan for Oskaloosa Street. Council member Brandhorst has been involved with a lot of that discussion. And I think a lot of the focus is on how to expand and just increase the potential opportunity for commercial and residential uses. And one of the hindrances that the city council had identified was new single family and multifamily homes. And so really what the moratorium does is prevent the construction of single family or two family residential homes along Oskaloosa Street, very similar to the moratorium that was passed a few years ago, but certainly provides a period of planning for the city to kind of move forward and identify how they want to use or how they recommend using those spaces in the future. So it's very similar, like I mentioned, to what had been put in place in the past, but just kind of provides, like I mentioned, an opportunity for the council to really work through how to, you know, how to develop and really improve that really key area in town.
And no action on this item, but more to come. It's been discussed for a few years now. There's been some damage over time to the Boss Lane and Conference Center, and there has been some insurance stuff and all the above, but ultimately the council is trying to move forward with improvements to that conference center. What does that look like, and what are some of the considerations council's having to make, especially since there's some insurance involved, and that ultimately determines maybe some of the scope of work that needs to be done there?
Yeah, so really what the council discussed was how to move forward with the Boss Lane and Conference Center. As you mentioned, back in early 2020, there was a frozen water pipe that burst and really damaged the facility. So the city obviously insures the building, so repairs were made to the building to stabilize and just kind of maintain the existing structure of the facility. And the city had been working with the insurance company to kind of identify alternatives. The city has replacement cost coverage for that facility. And so our community services department has been working with an engineer and architect, to kind of work through what that looks like and how to get the facility back in operation. And so there's a few items that were included that were not eligible for insurance. There were just some general maintenance items like the kitchen flooring and ceiling and windows that are just things that are probably past due in terms of regular maintenance and are bid in an alternative method. So what will happen is the council elected to go out and receive bids for kind of the base package that puts the conference center back to the way it was pre-2020 damage, and then also an additional package that would identify some costs for additional maintenance, so windows, as I mentioned, flooring, those type of things that really need to be done to get the facility back up in operation and in a way that renters or potential occupant might be interested in utilizing it.
Once again, that was Assistant City Administrator Corey Goodenough. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableless.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.